The Australian government says it's cooperating with a global investigation into the bus attack which killed five Israeli tourists in Bulgaria last year. Overnight, the Bulgarian government released new details about the attack and blamed the Iranian-backed Lebanese militant organisation Hezbollah. Three men, including an Australian and a Canadian, are in the sights of investigators. Simon Santo reports.
The bus carrying Israeli tourists was blown up by terrorists in the Bulgarian Black Sea resort of Burgas. Five Israelis and their Bulgarian driver were killed in the suicide attack. Now authorities say they are chasing a money trail from Canada and Australia and back to Hezbollah in Lebanon. US fake driver's licenses have also been traced back to forgers in Lebanon. Bulgaria's Interior Minister, Svetan Svetanov.
We have data which proves there was financing and partnership with Hezbollah. We've established that the two were members of the militant wing of Hezbollah, and we have always counted on the good bilateral relationships between Bulgaria and Lebanon.
Israel has seized on the revelation that two of the bombers entered Bulgaria using Canadian and Australian passports, and that their bank accounts are linked to Hezbollah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
What is required right now of the international community and of the European countries that are deliberating whether to include Hezbollah as a terrorist organization is to call it like it is. Indeed it is. It's just been found red-handed in a terrorist attack in Bulgaria and elsewhere. It's time to name Hezbollah as a terrorist organization, to take action against it.
The US, the United Kingdom, Canada and Australia are among a handful of countries which label Hezbollah a terrorist organization. Australia's new Immigration Minister, Brendan O'Connor, wouldn't give details away, but did confirm on RN this morning that authorities here are helping to track down the bombers.
I mean, this is a very, very significant matter in Bulgaria, and of course those matters must remain, I think, confined to intelligence agencies and we work, of course, with other governments and other agencies to do what we can in that area.
Clive Williams is a terrorism expert from Macquarie University. He says links between Hezbollah and the Lebanese Muslim community in Australia, and particularly Sydney, are strong.
According to DFAT, there are 25,000 Australians living in Lebanon. So these are obviously people of Lebanese descent that have gone back to Lebanon with an Australian passport. So there are a lot of passport holders out there. And so it's not unusual, I don't think, for somebody connected with Hezbollah to have an Australian passport.
How strong is the sympathy for Hezbollah amongst Lebanese Australians?
I think quite strong, because Hezbollah is many things. It's a political organisation. It provides social welfare support. It provides education. It's only the external security organisation of Hezbollah that's proscribed in Australia in our list of proscribed organisations. And that's because the ESO is involved in terrorist activity outside of Lebanon, often targeting Israel.
Professor Williams says having an Australian passport is an advantage for a would-be terrorist.
If they went in individually, then it's easier for them to not be detected. If you've got five people going in, say, for example, as a cell group, obviously that's going to perhaps cause more attention if they're not involved in normal tourism activities. Presumably what's happened is that the members of the cell, and it's not been said how many were in the cell, but probably not more than five, went in individually and then met up afterwards to do the attack.
European police chiefs are saying it's significant because it's the first time that Hezbollah has been active in Europe since perhaps the middle of the 1980s.
Yes, but I noticed that it was said by the Bulgarians that the bomber had only been in Lebanon since 2010. So it could be that there's now an element within ESO that wants to become more active. I suspect that the Australian passport holder may well have been somebody who's similarly only been in Lebanon for maybe a few years, perhaps a bit more fired up to do something than the locals might be.
That's Professor Clive Williams from Macquarie University, ending Simon Santo's report.